about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Well, I think many of you are going to be happy with this news, I should say. Pubic lice may become an endangered species. Did you hear about this headline? Oh, this is great news. They say pubic lice are getting the crabs. They eventually be endangered because so many people are waxing their groins. Is that crazy? In Australia, I guess Sydney's main sexual health clinic hasn't treated a woman with pubic lice since 2008, and male cases have fallen 80% from, 100% a decade ago. Well, I guess a sexual health clinic, you're going to see a lot of crabs, so I guess maybe 100% of their patient population had the crabs. But pubic lice, that's incredible. Have you guys seen pubic lice? Pubic lice, it's a louse, and it's pretty ugly. You see the little pinchers, you see the legs, it has a huge body, and it'll sit there and suck the blood from your skin. Many people don't realize they have pubic lice because they see the lice. They at first see these blue spots on their lower abdomen. And these blue spots are basically the bite marks where these pubic louse were biting into the skin. So you get all these blue spots, and all of a sudden you start to see things crawl on you, and you got to run into the doctor, and you got to get I think we use like Rid or Elamite, and we use these shampoos, and they have to put it on there, and then they have to comb out the nits, etc. I mean, when kids used to get lice, in school in the olden days, parents would just shave their head, especially if they were boys. But I guess so many people now are getting Brazilian waxes, regular waxes. I don't know all of them. You know, I mean, I haven't been dating for a while since I've been married 16 years, so I'm sure there's some newer stuff out there. But I guess men have a pubic hair treatment called a Sunga, and the Sunga runs $90. Now, they say more. Did you realize this? More than 80% of college students in the U.S. remove all or some of their pubic hair? And let me see. Okay. Well, you know, we didn't do a study, but we reported on a study a few years back on women and what men prefer in terms of, I guess, women's choice of design. And I guess there's a few different designs. There's the landing strip. There's the bald eagle. There's the Bermuda Triangle. And then I think there was, I think on White Chicks, they called it the Buckwheat. But that wasn't a part of this survey at the time. And I guess the Bermuda Triangle won. It wasn't the bald eagle. It was the Bermuda Triangle. I don't know how much I could explain this on air because, again, it is a family show. I apologize. But, that obviously shocked women because they thought they had to, you know, get rid of everything. And I guess people have been doing weird things down there, dyeing it, making smiley faces, tattooing. Again, I apologize to my husband for not being very creative, but the good thing about this, I'm sorry. This is the medical headline. What am I supposed to do? This is the medical headline. Pubic lice becoming a day. I don't know if Pete is getting involved. I don't know. That is a good. Is it going to be covered under Obamacare? Probably. I wouldn't be surprised if the Brazilian wax is when you get, I guess, the whole thing waxed, under, over, inside and through type of thing. That's, I guess, the Brazilian wax. I don't know why the Brazilians get so much credit for, pubic hair styling. I don't understand why. I'm assuming somebody in Brazil figured this puppy out. So, I am going to assume it's going to be covered under Obamacare. Now, indoor tanning is getting taxed. Okay? Again, keep in mind, remember, this is the government. So they may tax a Bermuda Triangle or a landing strip, but they may not tax the Bald Eagle. And you may get an Obama phone thrown in also. All right. Are we done with this story? Pubic lice. Do you guys know how to now identify it? The blue spots. Then the lice are crawling. You go to the doctor. You get Elamite, the Rid shampoo. You don't even have to go to the doctor. A lot of times that's over the counter. Then you need to clean all your bed sheets. You need to obviously change your underwear. You need to tell your sexual partners. And then pray that it goes away quickly because it's kind of embarrassing for you. And clean out the car because if you wear, you know, gym shorts, they'll probably jump. Because these things are pretty contagious. And these louse will jump around and live for a long time. The eggs need to be removed. Each egg needs to be removed. We doctors don't tell you to just go and shave. We understand there's a lot of women out there, like if you had lice on your hair, very hard to tell a woman to go shave her head. So you actually comb out the nits. But those nits, they use this glue-like substance, and they sit in there, and they are tough. And then, of course, they hatch, and then they lay more eggs. Lice isn't fun, but I guess, you know, thanks to the newest trend of being, stylish, I guess, down there. Men, too. Men shave it. I don't know why men shave it down there. I don't know why men, was it Borat? There was some movie that made fun of very copious, pubic hair. Was it Bruno? No, it wasn't Bruno. The Dictator? Maybe it was The Dictator. I know Sasha Baron Cohen gets credit for men shaving their groins. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a lot to talk about this hour. Apparently, New Hampshire drivers now have ample opportunity to get charged with a DUI because a new law is now including over-the-counter medications like NyQuil, Sudafed, ibuprofen that make you tired. Remember I went through in exquisite detail all the different medications, even antibiotics that can make you sleepy and how you need to be careful when you drive? New Hampshire now can cite you for a DUI. We're also going to talk about Natalie Wood's latest coroner report that's going to be released. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. I always love being able to connect and answer your questions. Of course, you can always reach us at 1-877-DOCADALI or our email at drdahlia@hotmail.com. We have a website. Google Dr. Dahlia. You'll find our website. That's me. You could also contact us through there. Any medical question that you don't want to read on air. Let's go to our question line because I think we have some calls. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. My question is this. The doctor says that I have GERD, and so I'm taking Prilosec twice a day. Once in the morning, once at night. But I've also got esophageal spasms, diffuse esophageal spasms, and occasionally the nutcracker ones too, but mostly it's just diffuse ones. And I'm wondering, what can I do to mitigate those, to eliminate the chronic, you know, tightness in my esophagus all the time?
Wow, yeah. Oh, esophageal spasms hurt. I thought I had an esophageal spasm once. I thought I was having a heart attack. It was the worst pain. I was at a little kid's birthday party because, you know, all the kids were invited and the parents hang out. You know, when the kids are older, you get to just dump them off at a birthday party. But when they're younger, you have to sit around. So I guess I had some soda and I started to go into esophageal spasm and it was so painful. I thought I was having a heart attack because esophageal spasm can mimic chest pain just like a heart attack could. And so I told my husband he's got to take me to an ER. And I'm not a hypochondriac. I mean, I have never asked my husband to drive me to an ER. Even when I was pregnant in labor, I was like, I could drive myself. But when it was this, I was like, oh, my gosh, I think I have a heart attack. So we packed up the kids. We started going. As we were driving into St. Rose, because we were in Green Valley at the time, St. Rose Dominican Hospital, as we were driving into the parking lot, I let out the biggest belch. And, of course, my boys in the back were like, yeah, Mom, yeah. And it stopped. I mean, oh, my gosh. It was like, that was it. And I go, all right, honey, we could go. So the kids are like, let's go back to the party. And my husband's like, oh, to hell with this. We're going home. So it hurts. I know what you're talking about. Again, the biggest problem I have with esophageal spasm, I don't think esophageal spasms are going to kill you. My problem with esophageal spasm is when you have it, you aren't going to know if it's a heart attack or not. And I don't want people assuming it's just an esophageal spasm. Now, what is an esophageal spasm? Well, your esophagus is a smooth muscle tube that contracts as you digest food from the mouth and as it goes into the stomach. You got this peristaltic activity where it moves and it basically propagates the food down, which is why you could actually eat upside down. If you were upside, I mean, I don't recommend it because I still think gravity could kick in, but for the most part, you could technically eat upside down because the peristalsis that the esophagus provides pushing the food towards the stomach will continue even if you're upside down and flipped over. So it's a pretty damn strong muscle. Like, it's got smooth muscle. But for those of you who've listened to my show, smooth muscle hurts. Smooth muscle is also in the bowel lining. So you know how every now and then you get the most horrible abdominal cramp? And it feels, and then you're like, pass, and then it passes. Sometimes that's the stool. If you're constipated, passing, dilating that smooth muscle, and smooth muscle hurts. This is why we got to put you out when you have surgery. We have to put you under when you have surgery because smooth muscle hurts so badly. And you'll start to cringe, and you'll start to contort that we can't do surgery. So we need you knocked out. All right, so esophageal spasm. So what happens? Well, sometimes if you eat too quickly, sometimes if you eat too big of a bolus of food, sometimes if you eat things that are too hot or too cold, you'll send this muscle into spasm, just like a neck spasm, a back spasm, a spasm after Kegel exercising for 20 minutes, which happens to me every once in a while. You can't move. I mean, it's pretty uncomfortable. And so, Right. Come on, I had to put that in. Okay, Monday morning joke, sorry. So, you know, what can you do to stop the spasm? Well, you know, when people come into the ER, we'll give them, like, some nitroglycerin. Nitroglycerin helps relax the muscle. My problem with that is I give nitroglycerin, the person feels better. I still have no idea if it was heart or not. So then I do an EKG, and I run some cardiac enzymes and troponin, because I assume everybody has a heart attack before proven otherwise. But remember, the esophagus is in the front of the chest. It's anterior to the heart, and so it you end up, well, not anterior to the heart. It's I mean, it's based on the same location as the heart. Don't start quizzing me on my anatomy. I need to go through too much, okay? But you got your trachea, then you got your esophagus, and then, of course, you have some of the deeper vessels. But as it runs, your esophagus, when it spasms in the distal part, which is the lower part, is near the heart. So when you're clutching your chest, I have no clue if it's your heart or not. We give you nitroglycerin. It can help both. Sometimes they'll give these antidepressants, trazodone or nortriptyline, for chronic cases. My issue is I always send to a gastroenterologist for an upper endoscopy or the EGD. Now, your gastroduodenal endoscopy or EGD, that's crucial to see if you're having a narrowing. Why is eating food now putting your esophagus into spasm? Do you have an esophageal stricture? And so I recommend an EGD where they go in with the scope and they look, because if you do have a stricture, they could dilate it. Now, what they do is they dilate it with this big rubber type of, unfortunately, I lack of a better word, like a dildo. It's a big, not that I'm familiar with those things, it's just that's what it is. That's what we call it. It's a dilator that's a big, long, rubber, girthy type thing to dilate the muscle. And basically, they put it in and out. And honestly, you know, we're pretty mature in medicine, so we don't giggle like you guys are giggling right now. But anyway, we go in and out, dilating that part of the esophagus. Anybody who has esophageal spasm, I am suspicious of you having some sort of a stricture down there or a narrowing, and that's why you're trying to push the food through when you're swallowing and it's going down the esophagus into the stomach, triggers that spasm. So you need to get an upper endoscopy, hands down. Now, are there any natural treatments you could do while you guys are waiting for Obamacare to pay for an upper endoscopy? You know, some people claim drinking water. When you go through spasm, drink some water. Again, nothing too hot, nothing too cold. Okay, we don't want to trigger any sort of shock. We don't want to shock the esophagus. So, I mean, I would maybe do kind of a lukewarm type of thing. I don't want anything super hot or super cold going down there. Some people may use some peppermint. Some people may use licorice, green tea. Again, a cooled down green tea. And of course, ginger always seems to help the stomach. So those may be some things that you could use for that, but I wouldn't ignore it. Again, you need to get this diagnosed and know that that's all it is. It's significant, an esophageal spasm, but you need to know what that is, because otherwise a doctor is going to tell you, I don't give a damn if it's your esophagus or not, you have chest pain, you go to the ER. And so you're assuming it's an esophageal spasm without somebody actually really looking into it. Yeah, they could do some dye studies, some upper GI studies, and they could have you drink it and see if you go into spasm, and then they could actually see the muscle constrict. It's pretty cool looking. So yeah, there's manometry. I mean, there's a variety of things that they could do, but they'd probably more do a barium test with the upper GI, where you swallow the dye and you could see the contractions. But that's something we need diagnosed, because otherwise we're just ignoring a cardiac event. So pretty scary stuff. Great question, guys. Keep the questions coming. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCADALI. There's been some conflicting information on when to go and get endoscopies. We're of the understanding that some of the powers that be are going to want to restrict getting these EGDs because they're very expensive and they've been on the rise. And the reason why EGDs, these scopes, have been on the rise is because we've had a lot more cases of reflux, cases of esophageal cancer, gastric cancer, and, of course, lawsuits. So doctors are now ordering the upper endoscopies more often than they used to. And so the recommendations are going to be to cut back on that. The problem is I don't want people treating their GERD by themselves. You know, the acid coming up from the stomach, hence gastroesophageal reflux disease, is to me dangerous. And the acid has no place, no reason to be up there in the esophagus. And since the esophagus isn't built for it, the esophagus lining starts to change. As the esophagus lining starts to change, it turns from its columnar epithelium to something more Barrett's. Barrett's esophagus, I think it's more squamous in nature and more prone to turning to cancer. And esophageal cancer is deadly. It's a highly highly deadly type of cancer if it's not caught early. And my recommendation to anybody who's been dealing with heartburn is to get that looked at. You know, and it's not do as I say, not as I do. I mean, I went for my scope a few weeks ago. Do I have to go into intimate details of my upper endoscopy and colonoscopy again? Do I? Okay, good. Because I went and got my scope because, yeah, you hear me burping reflux and regurgitate and eructate all over air. I mean, my poor microphone is yellow. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDELI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. It is going to be a beautiful cruise. You know, I wish it was a little less expensive, like, you know, Mexico cruises can be in some of the, you know, shorter Bermuda cruises. Alaska, unfortunately, starts to get a little pricey, but, I mean, it's exquisite. We got the best rate we could possibly get. So I hope if any of you could join us that you can. It's going to be a wonderful trip, and we did get a great deal on that. Plus, we always throw in lots of goodies, so that always makes it worth it. All right, guys. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I want to talk about what's going on in New Hampshire here. apparently there are many more opportunities now for you to be pulled over and for you to be cited for a DUI. Now that New Hampshire has passed a law saying that it's illegal to drive while impaired due to over-the-counter drugs like Sudafed or NyQuil. Apparently, the law went into effect January 1st. This is the first time I've heard about this. I guess in New Hampshire, the law previously only punished drivers who drove under the influence of controlled drugs. Due to a loophole in DUI legislation that says many over-the-counter drugs that could impair driving, such as antihistamines or ibuprofens, were not included, now the loophole has been closed. So if the medicine caused the driver to be impaired, that's cause for arrest. How many of you take ibuprofen for joint pain? Remember we talked about, we had a list, a slew of medications that have fatigue as a side effect listed on their prescribing information, their PI. We talked about acetaminophen, which is Tylenol. We talked about captopril, a blood pressure medicine. We talked about zithromycin, an antibiotic, better known as Z-Pak. Where does this law extend to? And, how many of us take over-the-counter medication? So if you took NyQuil and you're a little impaired the next day, you could be cited for a DUI. All right. Let me see here if I have any other news. They say even if you pass a sobriety test, if your eyes look red and you say you have had a cold and you took NyQuil or Sudafed, you could be arrested for that. Now, of course, I don't think blood tests are going to pick up some of these medications as easily as they do other controlled substances, so it may be a little harder to prove. But there is an argument here. These medications do make you tired. You know, when I write out, let's say Xanax or Valium, you know, a sedative for people, I'll write, take it only at night before bed. I will not say you could take that in the morning. I've told you guys this. Usually these Xanax or Valium prescriptions you could take every 8 hours, you know, for anxiety. One POQ 8 hours, PRN anxiety. That's how we write them. I don't. And the pharmacy's always yelling at me. I write POQHS only at night. And the pharmacist said, what, you're only allowing your patient to just take it once a day? That's not enough. Don't you know how to prescribe Xanax? Oh, yeah, I know how to prescribe Xanax. We had a woman in town where I live who had taken Xanax, from what I understand, the night before, like she was supposed to. Not sure if she took one in the morning. And she ran into a bus stop and killed 3 kids. And so, of course, they went after the doctor. They went after her. She had Xanax in the system, driving under the influence. I don't want anybody taking this during the day because they're worried that they have a meeting, you know, or sweeps is going on or whatever. And they take it and then they drive a couple hours later and they kill somebody. Oh, no way. So I'm going to say you take it before you go to bed, right? Take it while you're in bed, you're snuggled up, and the car keys are far away from you. Because some of these medications could be dangerous. Now, does Benadryl make you tired? Absolutely. Is Benadryl over the counter? Yeah. Benadryl is an antihistamine, diphenhydramine. We use it in Tylenol PM. We use it in medications to help you sleep, and we use it for allergies. It's extremely sedating. So when I tell people that they're going to take that medication, they have to take it at night. I don't want them taking it during the day. If they do need to take it during the day, I'll give them another antihistamine. Can other antihistamines like Claritin, Zyrtec, Zizal make you sleepy, Allegra? Yes, they can. For some people, they don't. For some people, they can. So keep in mind that your over-the-counter medications, if you live in New Hampshire, can actually put you at risk for a DUI. Lose your CDL, could lose your job. Pretty scary stuff. Now, are they right? Do these medicines sedate and impair driving? Absolutely, they can. I mean, if I take a Benadryl, you know, because I go into hives or have some sort of, you know, eczema flare-up because of the winter, I have to go to bed. And even though these medications say can cause drowsiness, there's so much other crap on the boxes that some people, they just don't read it. They grab the box, they open it up, and they take it. But ibuprofen, for crying out loud. You know how many of you guys pop Motrin and Advil and Aleve, the naproxen and the ibuprofen that you take for pain? You know how many times you guys pop those medications? Now that could possibly put you at risk for a DUI. So I think we need an awareness, and I think we also may need a slight hesitancy before we take these medications. and realize that they could impair us before we get behind a wheel. So if you are going to pop an over-the-counter pill, you strategize. All right, don't be popping these pills and going to work. I mean, it's pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. An Ohio school board has unanimously voted to place armed custodians on their K-12 campus in order to protect their students from further mass shooting. This was voted 5-0 unanimously in the state. Four male janitors were the first to volunteer to arm themselves with their own handguns on the rural Montpelier campus. The vote will permit only non-teaching employees to carry the firearms on campus so long as they complete a weapons training course. Superintendent Jamie's Grime said it's kind of a sign of the times. The move comes as districts and lawmakers across the nation weigh how to protect students following this December school massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. The school's board legal counsel accompanied the vote, and Ohio's gun law does allow school boards to authorize employees to possess weapons on school grounds should they pass the requirements of the concealed carry law. Some of you have been concerned, oh my gosh, the custodians have guns. I have no problem with that. If they pass concealed carry, remember, I mean, I don't know about the state of Ohio, but in Nevada, you have a very thorough background check in order to be a concealed carry. And if you are, I'm extremely happy with somebody putting their life on the line to protect our kids. I mean, what heroes? Good for them. Now, could a kid, an 11th grader, decide to tackle the custodian and try to take his gun? I guess in essence, but remember, it's a concealed carry. So it's going to be, you know, in a variety of places where he can holster it. So I'm not worried about students tackling the custodian, getting hold of the gun, and then shooting. I'm not as worried about that as I am about these psychos that decide to come onto campus and start shooting. So I think we're going to see more of this. And again, I look at it as upping security. I don't look at it as trying to fight gun violence with more guns. I look at it as upping security. And if the state of Ohio or the city of Montpelier, I thought Montpelier was also, you know, there's probably multiple cities named Montpelier. But anyway, as far as I'm concerned, if schools want to protect their children and there's not enough police force and there's not enough of like Sheriff Joe Posse to go around to help protect these kids, and you have these fine gentlemen that want to step up and protect these kids, God bless them. So I'm pretty proud of them. I think we got some great people. I love seeing people group together. All right, when we come back, we want to talk about the latest findings in the Natalie Wood investigation of her 1981 death. We're also going to talk about how kids who eat junk food three times a week have more severe asthma and eczema. That's pretty crazy stuff. There's another story I want to talk about if we have time. We'll try to get to as much time to get everything packed into this hour. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, don't forget we do have an iPhone app and an Android app that you could download and listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. I know many of you have been concerned that President Obama would be building a quote-unquote Death Star. From what we understand, 34,000 people have signed a petition asking the Obama administration to build a Star Wars-inspired super weapon that would spur job growth and bolster national defense, and why not a Death Star? From what we understand, the Obama administration does not support blowing up planets, quote-unquote, And they are trying to work to reduce the federal budget. Okay? So no Death Star from President Obama. Also, it looks like Prince William and Kate Middleton are expecting their baby in July. They believe she is 13 to 14 weeks pregnant. I'm not sure why this is news, because when she was in, you know, the hospital for morning sickness, we figured she was about 7-8 weeks pregnant, and that, you know, that all made sense to us. But I guess they made an announcement, 13 to 14 weeks pregnant. She's 31 years old, and they are not having twins. All right, so for those of you trying to think of two baby names, you got to go down and to just one baby name. All right, everybody good with that? Now, Natalie Wood. All right, remember about a year ago, I think the captain of the ship had asked for the sheriff's office, Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, to reopen up an investigation on the Natalie Wood death. From what I understand, she was on the boat with Robert Wagner and I believe Christopher Walken. I think Christopher Walken had a fight with Robert Wagner that night. Well, from what we understand, Los Angeles Coroner's Office will release a new report today that questions the findings of Wood's 1981 autopsy. Her death was ruled an accident after the original investigation, but the new report could reveal bruises on Natalie Wood's wrists, knees, and ankles, indicating that she might have been assaulted. They said she had fallen off a yacht in November 28, 1981, according to her husband, Robert Wagner. The bruises were originally said to have been from a failed attempt to climb back in the boat. They say conflicting versions of what happened on the yacht were shared by Wood, Wagner, and their friend Christopher Walken. And I guess authorities have never thought of Robert Wagner being a suspect in the wife's death. But last November, investigators reopened the case, I think at the behest of the captain of the ship. They had been traveling to Hawaii to, the yacht at the time was the Splendor. I'm trying to see if I have any other information now. Wagner had written in a 2008 memoir that he and Christopher Walken had argued that night. He wrote that Christopher Walken went to bed, and he stayed up for a while, but when he went to bed, he noticed that his wife and a dinghy attached to the yacht were missing. Crazy stuff when you, this is a very, very creepy story, because Natalie Wood, from what I understand, was pretty healthy. We do understand that they might have been drinking. There has been some question about possible drug use during that time, which is why she could have drowned if she fell into the water. But the fact that the case was reopened and now they think she might have been assaulted, just a little creepy. I hate these, where stars die and then everyone tries to figure out. What really is creepy is that a lottery winner who had cyanide poisoning, or they're exhuming his body. He had won the lottery and then the next day he died. And I guess now they're looking at, I believe, the family, and they're saying, well, two of the family members didn't eat what he had that night and the night before he died. And so, it just spooks you out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say teenagers who ate three or more helpings of junk food had a 39% increased risk of severe asthma. All right, why would asthma be related to junk food? Maybe there is so much crap in there that it does stimulate an inflammatory response in the lungs. You know, you would think asthma would be more related to something they would breathe in more respiratory-wise. But a lot of us believe that asthma could be triggered by something internally. Eczema surely can. Eczema is that skin condition where you get these plaques and these kind of itchy plaques. It's not as bad as psoriasis, but you start to get itchy skin or these spots on your skin, and they're more allergic or inflammatory in condition. Some people, they get that when they eat dairy. Some people get that when they eat tomatoes. I mean, so we always try to look at allergies when we look at kids and people inflaming with eczema. They say those who ate more than three portions of fast food a week had more severe symptoms, such as wheezing, runny nose, eyes, and itchy skin. So finding from an international study involving more than 100 countries, including the UK, suggests fast food diets in the Western world may be contributing to a rise in the conditions. If kids eat like crap, I wouldn't be surprised if they have other issues, or maybe it's because they just aren't getting enough vitamins, that when they are being more prone to contaminants in the air and antigens that could trigger an asthma response, they're not strong enough to fight it. Either way, it's the same story, different day. You need to eat healthy. All right? Whether it's something in the junk food that makes you react or the fact that you're not eating healthy, you know, we need to get our acts together. For those of you that want to read the journal articles in the medical journal called Thorax, I really want to look at thorax because I'm dying to see the pictures. The thorax is one of my favorite body parts. Did you guys know that? Yeah, I just dig the thorax because the thorax has the heart, the lungs, the ribs. That's your thorax, right? You got your head, neck, basically. You got your thorax, and then you got your abdomen. Insects have that too, right? They got their head, they got the thorax, and then they got usually a bigger abdomen, all right? And that's how insects are built. When we were doing bug collections in school, you had to put the bug poison between the head and the thorax, and that's how you could kill them when you had to collect them for bugs. I know. I'm sure Peter had a problem with that, too. All right, so watch what your kids eat. If they are more prone to asthmatic attacks, having them eat healthy may not be a bad idea. All right, also in the news today, they say a thigh vaccination is much safer than an arm vaccination for toddlers. Many times, once a child reaches close to 3 years, sometimes the nurses will start giving the injection in the upper arm, deltoid. No. I would still do the toddler's thigh. It's roomier, and they say that kids get less of a side effect of, like, the irritation injection site reaction that you could get. And so they said kids 3 years or younger or three kids and older may do the 3 kids and older, the 3 to 6 years, they didn't see much difference between the thigh or the arm. But under the thigh, and so I've never given shots over or with kids under 3 years old in the upper arm. I've just never done that. We've done it in the thigh. It's meatier. You got a nice, big, juicy piece of muscle to put the vaccination in. It's also a great little tickly place, you know, because they got their little meaty thighs, and then you get their little feet and your toes, and then you can kind of tickle their little toes. Ah, just, I love the little babies. Oh, I mean, my boys now are 12 and 10, and I can't even talk to them without them acting like I'm a nuisance. It's frustrating. Not that I was a nuisance when I was tickling their little toes and, you know, and making sure they were getting vaccinations in their thighs. I'm not sure they liked me with that either. All right. Men want mini skirts and low cut tops banned from the office because they say it's too distracting. Other women in this study, said, as well, hot pants are unacceptable. They say leopard print, see-through sheer tops, mini skirts, all these things, according to a study carried out by the British Heart Foundation. Even I think that is ridiculous. If somebody is wearing leopard skin, are you kidding me to work? Really? Now, I could do it because I'm in radio, and I mean, I want to do it in my medical office, but nobody really sees me. You know, and I'm sure if I were anything revealing, Don would probably definitely look away. But for the rest of you that are in front of the public eye, no, that's not good. Now, tomorrow, I want to talk about this teacher. You heard about this? There's a teacher who was suing the school because she was phobic to children. And I guess when they transferred her and reassigned her, I believe she quit. And now she's suing a teacher phobic of kids, and a lawyer takes the case. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.